Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. WIP morning show, midday show, afternoon show, streaming 6A to 6P every day on our YouTube feed. Of course, the Odyssey app and podcast. You can find us any way you consume it all. On the Odyssey app, you can rewind as well. All right, so I want to dive in today to some goals that I have and that the Phillies should have for themselves at their winter meetings. Winter meetings start on Sunday down in Orlando. They will go through Thursday. So it's going to be a big week for the Phillies in terms of really their direction. And I can't wait to see how this shakes out, what their plan is, and really, if they have to go to a plan B, what that is. I think we all know what plan A is going to be. They're going to want to bring back their guys, their big free agents, their two bats specifically, Kyle Schwarber and JT Realmuto. But, you know, free agency is weird sometimes, and teams come out of nowhere and make offers, and you might have a hard line stance on a player and think you can get the guy at that number. Someone beats the number and you got to buckle, or you got to say, no, this is my hard line stance. So I don't know what's going to happen over the next week. I do know what I want to happen and what I hope to see happen. So let's dive into the three goals for the Phillies at the MLB winter meetings. Goal number one, first and foremost, is get the Schwarber thing done. I want Kyle Schwarber back. He shouldn't even have been allowed to get to free agency. That's a bad job by the Phillies to allow it here. And now they have to bid for his services against other teams. And it's an interesting group of teams that have already been linked to Schwarber. We'll see who else pops up. There was a report a couple days ago the Giants had poked around. We'll see. I'm not sure if that is going to be a real thing. Not sure where that franchise is right now. What they've already spent on Devers and Adamas, Posey running the show, Tony V, their new manager. They're in a weird spot. And they kind of have been, other than the one great Gabe Kapler year in 2021, The Giants have been pretty much down for 7 years, 8 years. It's been a while since they've really had sustained winning baseball. So we'll see what they do. But the teams that we know are in the mix, clearly for Schwarber, and I think the biggest push is coming right now for the Cincinnati Reds, his hometown team. I think they have more payroll flexibility than maybe other people do. And I don't know the books, but everyone's assuming, well, they can't spend on Kyle Schwarber. Well, they could. They could. They really aren't spending on anybody else. I mean, you could see where they could, if you look at their long-term payroll sheet, I could foresee a scenario where they give him $4,120, but they backloaded. So, you know, this year they're only giving him $20 million a year one, or, you know, whatever the number is. And obviously, for luxury tax purposes, it'd be higher, but they're not near the luxury tax. So they could smooth the contract out the way they want. So they have they have enough cash flow each year, and then they figure it out as the next couple of years go on. So that wouldn't surprise me. I think the Reds are a serious player in this. I think they're tugging at his heartstrings to go back home. You know, he played college ball in the Midwest. He grew up in the Midwest. He was drafted in the Midwest by the Cubs. He grew up there as a man, as a player, and then he's bounced around the East Coast, you know, with the Red Sox and the Nationals and the Phillies over the last 4 or 5 years. But that's where he came from. And if the offers are close, I think he's going to take that into account. He gets to play for Hall of Fame general manager in Terry Francona and an up-and-coming Reds team that I think can make a lot of noise next year. So they check a lot of boxes if they get close to the money. I put the Reds as a real threat. I think the Red Sox are a real threat. Cora loves Kyle Schwarber. And I do not count the Mets out. I mean, the Mets maybe a clunky long-term fit if this thing gets to 5 or 6 years in a contract, but if it stays 4, I have to imagine at the age they signed him that the plan is for Juan Soto to play the outfield for at least 4 more seasons. That'd be the plan I'd have. And then when he gets into his 30s, he becomes a DH as his body gets bigger and bulkier, which it already has over the years. He was never an exceptional defensive player, and now it's not good. If he tries, he could be decent. He's thrown some guys out. He ran a lot last year. So when he applies himself, he could be average or above at almost anything. I mean, we know he is elite at bat to ball skill, at seeing pitches, at the strike zone, at squaring the baseball up. And there's a reason Juan Soto is going to go to the Hall of Fame one day for all those reasons. But yeah, I mean, I think at some point he'll be a DH. But I wouldn't count the Mets out, even though they have a future DH in their roster. Because, again, if the Schwarber contract stays 4 years, that probably fits up with that timeline of Soto. They just traded away Brandon Nimmo, and he was their left-handed on-base guy. And then they got Marcus Semien for him, so they swapped one good player for another good player. And it's going to be a different kind of player, but they could use that on-base guy at the top to go along with Lindor and Soto. So I wouldn't count the Mets out. So goal number one is get this Schwarber thing done, because I have a healthy amount of concern someone's going to make an offer that's really going to push the Phillies. And I wonder how high they'll go and if they go to that 6 year. But goal number one, bring Kyle Schwarber back. That's the linchpin of this Phillies offseason starting this coming weekend at the winter meetings. Goal number two is I want to move off Alec Bohm. I'm done. I've had enough. Watched the guy play a lot of baseball for a lot of years, a lot of games, a lot of at-bats. I'm just not a fan. I'm just not a fan. And I know he has his defenders. I know he's got people that love him because he doesn't strike out and hits for, relatively decent average. We'll have a couple hot streaks a year where he, you know, hits 400 or 350 for 3 weeks or 2 weeks. And I was like, oh, bad on the ball, blah, 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 blah. I'm not a fan. I don't love his attitude. I don't love his demeanor. I don't love his big game chops. He was better in this Dodgers series, I would say, than he had been in the past, from a performance-wise in the postseason. It wasn't great. He did walk a good bunch because the teams just wanted to pitch the Marsh with their lefty pitching, and that was the right matchup for the Dodgers. But historically, he's been a pretty brutal playoff player, not a very good defender. He's worked himself, and I give him credit for this, into being adequate defensively, where you don't want to, like, crawl under a blanket when the ball is hit to him. But it's not great. I think they could be so much better there. And with just one year of arbitration left, he's not going to be super cheap this, you know, when he goes to arbitration for this last time. And I don't believe the Phillies are re-signing him. So if they already know he's not their third baseman in 27, why be their third baseman in 26? And I think there's a lot of ways the Phillies could go here. Alex Bregman would be the number one option for me. But there's alternatives that are not brand names. There's also an alternative that used to be a big brand name that has fallen off in Nolan Arenado. And I know you might laugh at that. But if the Cardinals would accept, if the Phillies could dump Bohm somewhere for something of use, and then they could swap Castellanos, who they want out of here anyway, for Nolan Arenado, there's some thought in my mind that Arenado is just a more, at this stage, better defender, pretty comparable offensive player, and not afraid of the moment, and not a big baby, and all those kind of things. So my second order of business is I'm dumping Alec Bohm. I would love to bring something of value back. I don't know. I mean, I did see a trade proposal. ESPN put out an article where they did mock trades, right? Mock offseason trades, like could this team trade for that team, that player, and blah, blah, blah. And you know, like pretend the Diamondbacks trade Ketel Marte to the bleep, you know, blank, not bleep, to the blank, to that team, to that team. So they had one with the Phillies and Bohm, and it was the Phillies trading Alec Bohm in a package for Jarren Duran from the Red Sox. I mean, I would do jumping jacks for that. Duran is a really good player. Now, I don't know if he'll ever have the height he had a couple of years ago, but he's still a really good player, all-star caliber player. Offensively, his game reminds me of Jimmy Rollins with a lot of doubles and triples and steals. And you wonder if there'll be more power and average there at some point, but you'll take it for what it is because it's really an impactful player. Now, if the Phillies are getting Duran, I mean, I don't think Bohm headlines. I think Bohm is almost like a cherry on top of a deal because it's really about the prospects the Red Sox are getting. But listen, I mean, who's to say no to the idea of swapping Bohm in a deal to bring back Jarren Duran?
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
So order of business number two, if I'm Dave Dombrowski, number one is getting the Kyle Schwarber thing done before the Reds steal him or the Mets overpay him or you know, or the Red Sox or someone comes out of nowhere. I mean, really, because of the way Schwarber's aging with his bat speed and his power, you know, unless a team has a true locked-in, no-doubt DH, and not many teams really do these days. I mean, the Dodgers have, you know, they have to manage the Ohtani, you know, workload. And that makes him a DH most days. You have the Yankees who are still stuck on the Stanton deal. Though that can't have many more years left on it. And I did wonder if the Yankees got shut out on Kyle Tucker and Cody Bellinger, would they pivot? Would they find a way to dump Stanton to bring in Schwarber? It wouldn't shock me. You know, let's say Bellinger bolts to the Mets and the Blue Jays steal Tucker. And you're the Yankees and you're like, wait a second. I have a really good team. I have a team that won as many games as the Blue Jays in the regular season last year. I've got this really now deep and good starting staff with Fried and Rodon. Cole coming back, some young guys behind it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a chance here. And I just lost my left-handed bat. My left-handed, for the second straight offseason, it was Soto last year and then Bellinger. And I can't sign Tucker. Now what? Is there a more perfect fit than a guy who sometimes when you watch him, you think maybe this is what Ruth looked like? You know, shorter, stockier, home runs. Is there a better fit? I mean, they could get involved. It would concern me if they do. And I think he'd have a 60 home run season in that park. I mean, he could just lasers to right field. It'd be bananas. It would be nuts what he would do in that stadium. So that would concern me if the Yankees woke up one day and wanted to get involved. Get that done. And then goal number three for the Phillies at the MLB winter meetings is to continue to make strong headway into the Japanese market. So, you know, we all watched the World Series, and we all saw what Yamamoto did as the MVP. He was awesome. I mean, he's already, in 2 years, done an enormous amount in terms of October success. He's been a very good regular season pitcher, you know, Cy Young caliber kind of guy, dominant in the postseason. And the Phillies wanted him. And the Phillies, according to one report, outbid the Dodgers, or bid just as much as the Dodgers. So they were in this. They offered $300 million to get this pitcher. And the Phillies have been trying for a while now to get into the Japanese market. And I understand why it's challenging. You know, if you're a great Japanese player, you're probably going to prefer the West Coast of the United States because it's such a easier flight home and to see your family and have your family come out here. And then to be on the East Coast, that is a long trek. But let's not pretend Japanese players have never been on the East Coast. I mean, Hideki Matsui was a Yankee, right? I mean, this stuff has happened. Hideki Arabu was a Yankee. Teams on the East Coast, Dice K was a Red Sox. I mean, teams on the East Coast have landed Japanese stars. But what really the Phillies need, and they tried it with the guy last year that was just a AAA kind of guy, they need to get the pipeline. They need, and maybe it's this pitcher that's out there, who throws hard, little slight build, and has a Roy Oswalt kind of feel to the way I've seen him described. Maybe it's a slugging corner infielder, and they take their chance that way that he could play defense, catch up the fastballs. I don't know. All I know is there are some high-level, potential difference-making Japanese players out there. The Phillies have been desperate, to get into the Japanese market. And even if the first one they sign is a good, not great player, it could help them get that great player down the line. You know, I'm sure, thanks to what they've done in the market over the last 20 years and beyond that. I mean, the Dodgers have always been at the forefront of, we're going to go there before anyone else. No one's in the Dominican Republic. We're going. No one's Mexico. We're going. No one's in Japan. We're going. And I mean, it dates all the way back to Jackie Robinson. No one's willing to sign an African-American player. We are. And I admire that about the Dodgers because they will pick up any stone to find anyone that can help the organization. It's why they are the gold standard now of Major League Baseball. The Yankees were, but the Dodgers have overtaken them. I mean, it's clear as day. I mean, the Yankees and Red Sox had a good run fighting for that gold standard thing. Cardinals always lurked. But the Dodgers, since they've combined the mind of Andrew Friedman with the money of those owners, with what they've always had institutionally, which is we're going to go and we'll leave no rock unturned to find talent. When you combine those three things, they are a force now that won't be stopped. And, you know, part of why they have success is kids are Dodgers fans there and they grow up and they become the next Shohei or the next, you know, whatever player you want to talk about. And the Phillies need that. They need to get a player. So then some kids out there who like that player are wearing Phillies caps, and they go play high school ball, and they're good, and they're on the Yamamori Giants one day. And maybe when they get posted, they remember that. It's critical. It's critical to the present. It's critical to the future. Three goals for the Phillies at the winter meetings. Number one, get the Schwarber thing done. Number two, trade Alec Bohm. And number three, get in the international market, specifically the Japanese market, and get a player here to start that pipeline and help the 2026 team. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. Rainbow, rainbow.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.